Seder this week, Pashki Seitzei. We have a lot of mitzvahs. Many of these mitzvahs have entire sugyas on them. Some of these mitzvahs have entire prakim and shas on them. But there's one pasuk in this week's Seder that we have come out the entire mesechta. Pasuk shtei kiyiga chishisha. It's a pasuk of kedushin. And this pasuk is going to come out the whole mesechta kedushin. So I thought we would learn a little bit of sugyas and kedushin this week. The Mishnah in the beginning of Kedushin starts off, Isha Niknes B'Shleisha Drachim, B'Kesa B'Shtav L'Diyah. A woman could be Mekadeshes, and Ish could be Mekashin Isha three ways. V'Kesef, Kesef is with money, or the Mishnah says, right, the Shav Kesef. That's the most common way. You give a ring, something that's worth money, to the Isha, and you say, Hariyat Mekadeshes sleep at the Basu. That's much of Yisrael. And another way to be Mekadesh, not so common, is B'Shtav. If you write a shtah properly, similar to like a get, there's a shtah. You write a shtah and you can mekash nisha or mekadesh li b'shtazu. But there's a third way also, the Mishnah says b'biya. Also, not the common, but mekadin, the Torah says that you can mekash nisha b'biya. You can say, hariyat mekadesh li b'biyazu. All these three ways to mekash nisha is learned out from Joshua, from Sukkim. Those are the first few sugyas in the beginning of Kedushin, learns out each derech of Kedushin. On Kedushe Bia, the Gemara Daf Yudam Anav has a Shaila. The Gemara says, Iboilhu, Tchinas Bia Koina, Isaif Bia Koina. What's the Maisa Bia that's Koina Nisha? Is it the beginning of the Maisa Bia, or is it the Saif Maisa Bia? Tchinas Bia, the Gemara in Yavamis and over here in Kedushin also calls it, there's a word for it, it's called Hara. Hara is the Maisa of Tchinas Bia. The Gemara in Yavamis, Machoikis, what is Hara? One mandama holds it's Hachnas Satara, and the other mandama says it's Nashikas Eva. But Akoponim, it's the Shaila of the Gemara is, what is the Kinyan? What is the Kedushin? Is it from the Tchinas Bia? Is it from the Saif Bia? And the Gemara says, Nafkamina, Kuin Sheherabo, Posht Yoda, Vikibla Kedushin Meacha. If the Tchinas Bia, if the Isha would stick out her hand and be Makabo Kedushin from somebody else, from a second person, he would give a Kesef and be Makadisha. And then the first ish would be going with the bia. So if you hold chingas bia kaina, she's already mekudish to the first one, and the kedushin she took from the second one is nothing; it's not chal. If you hold saif bia is kaina, then there's the opposite. Then the kedushin she was mekabel from the first person would be mekasha; she'd be married to the first one, and the second one would be chayv karas on her. So. The Gemara says, not enough gemin about a Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol could be Mekadosh with Chinas Bia. A Kohen Gadol, the Lachar is a Kohen Gadol, is also Bebe'ula. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula. So if you hold Chinas Bia as Kohen, then a Kohen Gadol could also be Mekadosh with Bia. He's Mekadosh of Psula with Chinas Bia. But if you hold Saif Bia as Kohen, then a Kohen Gadol cannot be Mekadosh with Bia because Chinas Bia would make her a Be'ula. And at the time he's Mekadosh, by the time he gets the Saif Bia, he'd be Mekadosh of Be'ula, and that would be Asa. And the Gemara's maskana is, kol boyo taitel gemar bia. Whoever does kedusha bia, he has a mind to be mekadosh b'saif bia. So the Gemara's maskana is, real kedushin happens with the saif bia. And again, a kohen gadol cannot be mekadosh with bia for this reason. And in the other case, if poshtiyo the kibbutz kedushin me'acha, she would be mekudosh to the first person, and not the second one. Rako parim, the Gemara's maskana is that saif bia is kaina. That's the Gemara in kedushin, not yud. Taisa says Akasha, the Gemara Yivamah says Faket. The Gemara Yivamah Staf Nun Hei says that Saif Bia is Kaina. It says by Arayas, the Gemara has drushes that O Yisui Arayas is also Betchinas Bia. And the Gemara learns out from Arayas to Kedushin. Just like Arayas is also Betchinas Bia, the same thing, Kedushin, Yimakadish is Betchinas Bia. So we have a stira. That here the Gemara says that Saif Bia is Kaina, and Yivamah says Faket, Betchinas Bia is Kaina. So Tosfos has a number of tirtzim. The first tirtzim says b'shem the Rashba. So Tosfos says the Rashba, the chiyam minin hara kaina hainu b'shem lo yasakim hara. When do you say tchinas bi is kaina? That's when all he. When does the Gemara Yivama say that tchinas bi is kaina? That's when all he did was tchinas bi, and then he was poyish, and then he didn't continue, and he stopped. And so Tosfos says that the Rashba that his mice is mechiyach. The fact that he stopped at tchinas bi, obviously he only meant to be kaina with tchinas bi. Not with Saif Bia. So that's an Algamar Kedushin where it says that he's Koina with Saif Bia, is talking about where he finished the Bia. He made the Saif Bia. So when he made this, that's what the Gemara says called Boil Dait Algamar Bia, when he made the Saif Bia. But the Rambam is talking about where he only made a tchilas bia. And the second teres says of Shem Rivam seems to be a similar teres. It says hodah niknas b'ara when you kind of a tchilas bia, hainu b'mefarish. Where he says it straight out, Badiba. He announces before he's coming to be Sharitzul Spyro that he wants to be kinda with Khingas Bia. Abu Bastam Dait Yogamabia. So that's the second terrace. So that the Gemara in Vamas is talking about where he said he wants to be kinda with Khingas Bia. That's where he's talking kinda with Khingas Bia. And our Gemara in Kedushin that says he's kinda of a safe bia is where he didn't say anything. And by Bastam he's kinda of a safe bia.
So in that case another God could. If he said that
verse, then he could. Right, that'll be the, right. If Kohen Gadol would say, and have in mind to become a Tchilas Bia, Kohen Gadol calls him a Kavish Bavia. Right. So these two Tirutzim seem to be very similar, and the Mishnah Malach Taka says, the Peg Yizayin, the Chasri Bia, the Mishnah Malach says that it's not Machaikas. The Yivam will be made to the Rajba. It's Ma'am Machad, Ma'am Machad, Vole Pligi. Each one is saying a different case. The Rajba is saying a case where you came with Tchilas Bia is where he only did Tchilas Bia, and he was Pirish. And his mice approved, his actions proved that he had a mind for his beer. Why didn't the Gemara just say nafkamina if she's married or not? But the Gemara says these two nafkamina. It's taka, yes, and good. But the part of the Mishnah Malach says there's no machlekes over here. And this ma'amachad, v'loy pligi, each one is saying a different case where you're kind of tchilas bia and which cases you're kind of safe bia. But the Marit is chaylek. The Marit learns this tosis that is a machlekes. The Rivam does not hold of the Rajba's teretz. The Rivam holds dafka b'mefarish. Dafka, he said b'feirish that you want to be kind of b'chinas bia. That's the only case you kind of b'chinas bia. But if a person just his mice was mechiyach, he only did b'chinas bia and he stopped. After that, he taka would not be kind of b'chinas bia according to the Rivam. So we have to understand what's the machlokes.
What? According to
Meirit, I think the Meirit's only saying that the Rivam is chalak on the Rajba. He's not saying the Rajba is chalak on the Rivam so much. I think he's saying the Rivam is chanak on the Rajba. Rivam said. Yeah, that's true either way. Right. So my said, what's the machlokes here, the Rajba and the Rivam? So my said, in the Shir, in Rav Shurkin, and Shaykh Shir, Rav Rakam Shurkin, on Kedushin, he wants to be mazid machlokes that it's only in machlokes the Pnei Shu and the Ksais, in the union of Eidikim. There's a famous sugi in Kedushin of Samachay, the Gemara runs out, dov mi momen, that just like by momen, you have to have Edom, the same thing, by getting a Kedushin, you have to have Edom. And it's like that from a drasha. It says the word dov by momen, and the Seder we learned yesterday, the Pasuk says, al pishnei Edom, al pishlosh Edom, yokum dov. To be moitzi momen with Edom, you need, to be moitzi momen for mechavera, and that's a chavera, if somebody stole, or somebody was mazik, or somebody borrowed money, and he owes his friend money, and he's kaifa, and you want to be mitzi mom from him best, then you need to aid him. And it says the word dava. The pasuk says yakum dava. And by gittin, we also find the word dava. It says kimotsu be'evas dava. So the Gemara has a gzer shava, that just like dava, it says by mom and you need to aid him, the same thing by gittin and kedushin, it says the word dava, you need to aid him. And kedushin is not from gittin. So that's the halacha that to have kedushin you must have two edim. The Pnei Shua learns this Gemara Kapshuta that the edim are part of the Maisa kedushin. If you don't have edim by the kedushin, there's no Maisa kedushin. It's nothing. But the Zekzayis, the Zekzayishin, some Rishon Malaf, Sufkan Malaf, he has a different halach. He has some other Gekasha Zekzayis. Zekzayis, yes. If the whole limud that you need edim by kedushin is learned from Mammon, in fact, Zekzayis by Mammon itself. It's posher that there's a chalois chi of mammon without edim. If somebody would steal shalei b'fne edim, avada he's be'etzem chay of mammon. He's chay of mammon. A person would be mazik shalei b'fne edim. A person would borrow money shalei b'fne edim. Avada he has the chalois chi of mammon is chal. So the Gemara says in Kedushin, Levi Sadi and Lashakri. The only purpose of edim by mammon is for shaganim. Somebody wants to be kaifa. But etzem chalois is definitely chal even without edim. So, effective says, how come by kedushin, if a person makes a kedushin privately in a room, he just gives an isha tabas and he's makadisha bekesef, how come there's no kedushin without edim, and that's zichah d'alocha. I mean, even if they're kaifa klapei shmaya galia, she's not mekudeshes. So if my mom in this is a chalais chiyam, the only reason the edim is to prove it. But the etzem chalais mom is definitely chayved out edim. The whole limud that you need edim by kedusha is enough for mom. By mom itself, you don't need edim for the chalais chiyav. So why isn't there a chalais kedushin even without edim? So Ksai says that the limit is like this. What we learn out from Mammon is that a chalais has to be a chalais shiyuchal esparah. A chalais has to be able to be proven. A chalais that cannot be proven did not happen. If you can't prove it happened, then there's no chalais. That's what we learn out from Mammon. By Mammon itself, every time there's a chiyuv Mammon, Batsim is always a chalais shiyuchal esparah bezin. You can always prove it in bezin because the person could be moida. By Mammon, we have a din, hados padin kamei eidim adam, the Gemara says. In case that somebody steals privately or he's mazik privately and there's no edim, you can still prove that there was a chiyuv mamon here in Bezdin because the mazik or the ganev or the loiva could come to Bezdin and be moida. And if he's moida, so it's nispar in Bezdin that there's a chiyuv mamon over here.
What?
Mashen came by kedushin. Hadas padim wouldn't help. You won't be if they made the kedushin privately without edim. You can never be mevaridus in Bezdin because hadas padim would not help. By kedushin, because it's chav lachrini. Because by kedushin, when you want to say this ish is asa akol elam, it's called chav lachrini. It's negay other people. You're taking away the right for other people to marry her. So meila kedushin. If you don't have edim, you can never be mevara proven in bezdin that there was a kedushin. And that's the whole limud from mammon. That we see from mammon that a chalais has to be yuchel espar. If it cannot be proven in bezdin, it's not a chalais. And that's why by kedushin you need to edim. So why by Gittin do you need to aid them? Gittin l'chayr is not chav l'achini. Gittin also, why can you have a dos bal din that the ish and isha be both made that we had to get? They're not hurting anybody. They're being matah here to the welt. So Tosis tells us this. There's a few words in Tosis in Gittin, Daftal and Manalof. Tosis says that by Gittin it is chav l'achini, it's chav to kahanim. When you want to be moida that she's a grusha, you're asking an old kahanim. The halacha is a grusha is also to kahanim.
But they wouldn't want to.
She's also anyway.
She's also. But now you're saying that even if she becomes mutter to the veil, even if you take over the kedushin,
she would be mutter. Yeah,
right. You're creating that. You're creating that chav lachini. There's a different kasha that the stipe place in kedushin is mamzayin. What do you do with an isha that was already a grusha? If she was grusha from a different husband, now she wants to get divorced again, why do you need to wait in the second time for the stipler? She's already asavayim at the kahanim, the stipler, in kedushin of the mzayim. And he throws in, if she was a zayinah from before, but if she was a grusha from before. So Mike Lamema, why would that be chavlachini? And he come up like Sarchi, and he's bismayach on it. There's a asameach also on this, baruch, respect, tesel, chazishas, but...
This is Tamitzkin, why can't this work? Not talking about this child kid.
That's right. Tis just says, why isn't it in hell? Because Chav Achrini. That's right. Look at the end of the Vimaskel, the Kaimelon, the Thalam Alf and Gittin. And that's the type of Pangalika Kasha on it. But Akoponim, this is the Ksaisis Derech in why the whole limud of Dabadov mi Mammon, by Mammon itself, yeah, but you can have a Chiyuv Mammon without Eidim. So the whole limud the Ksaisis explains is, if you're going off a Mammon, you need a Chalei Shiyuchal Esbar. That's why you need Eidim by Kedushin. This Yisoid Ksais, he says it's a few places, he says it also in Simen Tzadik Sifkat and Zayin, in Chesha Mishpat, the Mechava Paskins, in Simen Tzadik Sifte Zayin, that if Eidim see somebody is, let's say, somebody is nichnas tachas yad chaveri, shalim, that somebody is nichnas tachas yad chaveri, he goes under someone's hand, and then they don't look for a minute, then they turn around and they see his yotze chavel. They see he walks out wounded. They saw Shimon went under the hand of Reuven for a moment, and they turned around, they turned back, and they see he has a wound in him. He was hit. And it was obvious to them that Reuven obviously made this chaval in Shimon. The place we can even explain is a case like it was being Seifa behind his shoulders, a place we couldn't reach by himself. He couldn't make such a chaval, such a wound. So the Edom did not see the actual Maisa chaval. They didn't see Reuven hit Shimon. But they know Reuven hit Shimon. Because they saw Shimon was fine a minute ago, and then a moment later, Kamadrega, they see Shimon has a chaval on him. So the Mechava Paskins, these Eidim could be Mechayev Reuven Mammon. They could be Mechayev him to pay for the Hakah, for Mazik. Some, all five Chiyuvim. Nezek Sa Yubishas Abayshas. They could be Mechayev him. even though you don't have a re'i of the Eidim, but you have a yedi of the Eidim. Yedi is enough. The Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra wants to learn from this. The same thing by Kedushin. By Kedushin, let's say Eidim see, they're standing on the chuppah, and they see the ish holding a ring, and he says, Ayat Mekdeshini with Vazu, and they don't look for a moment, and a moment later they see that the bas is in the hand of the Isha. And it was obvious, it must be that the man handed it to the Isha. Handed the tabas to Isha. But they didn't actually see the Maisa Kedushin. They just know what must have happened. Zok the Beis Shmuel, that's also enough. Just like we see, you could be Mechayev Mammon, in the case of Chavola, with the Yediyah, it's called the Yediyah without Re'iyah. The fact that they know, without seeing it, it's enough. The Tumim is Chalak on this Beis Shmuel. The Tumim says, no, it's not the same thing. By Mammon, he quotes the Gemara, Le'ivye Sadi and Le'shakri. By Mammon, the whole purpose we need Eidim is just to disprove Shakranim. And over here, the Eidim are sure, they're positive that this guy hit him, they can be Mechayev Mammon. But by Kedushin, Tanya Beis Shmuel, there's a halacha, part of Kedushin is you have to have Eidim seeing the Kedushin. The Eidim did not see the Kedushin, they missed it. They didn't see it. Tanya to him on the Beis Shmuel, it's not a tushta. By Kedushin, you have to have Eidim see the Kedushin. But the Ksais wants the answer for the Beis Shmuel with his svar. He says, by Kedushin itself, there's no halacha that bets him you have to see the Kedushin. By Kedushin, the whole inyan is, it has to be a chaloi shiuchal esbar. But the whole demon from Mammon is, has to be a chaloi that can be proven in Bezdin. Tayin de Ksais, the Bishmul is gerecht, is right. Over here, this is a chaloi that can be in the spar in Bezdin. The Edom could come to Bezdin, they could say everything they saw. We saw the tabas in the hand of the ish, and we heard him say Rat Mekadesh Asli, and then we missed it, but a moment later we saw in the ad the Isha, she was holding the tabas, and it was obviously that he gave it to her. That would be enough for Bezdin to be Mavar. There was a Maisa Kedushin over here. So Ksais Hashitasi says that the Beis Shmuel is right. So the Beis Shmuel will go like the Ksais, and the Tumim that doesn't hold like the Beis Shmuel will hold like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua holds that the Eidim Kedushin is part of the Maisa Kedushin. You have to have Eidim seeing the Kedushin. I was thinking that this machoikis achreinim, and what Eidikim is, achre should be told in machoikis rishainim. There's a Ran in the beginning of the third paragraph of Gittin. The Ran brings down in the halacha that of being mekadesh and isha aydei shliach, like the Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Kedushin, the isha mekadesh by b'shlucha, a person can make a shliach to be mekadesh and isha. Reuven can tell Shimon to be mekadesh and isha. And Shimon goes and to an isha and says, I'm mekadesh to Reuven, but the bazu, I'm a shliach and I'm mekadesh to Reuven. That works. The Ran brings down Shaila in the Rishonim, do you have to have Eidim on the Mania Shlichus? Do you have to have Eidim when Reuven appoints Shimon to be a Shliach? As the Ran says, some Rishonim says, Yesh Shimon, hold, you don't need Eidim on the Mania Shlichus. The Mania Shlichus is a separate thing. You only need Eidikim on the Kedushin. The Eidim have to watch Shimon give the Tabas to the Isha and say, Hey, I'm a Kedushus Reuven. But you don't need Eidim on the Mania Shlichus. But then the Ram brings down others are chaylik. Others hold that you need Eidikim on the Menias Shlichas also. When Reuven is a man, a Shimon to be Shlich, you need Eidim on that also. So what's the machlokes? The first day is the Mopashe day. You only need Eidis on the Kedushim. Why should you need Eidis on the Shlichas? So the second day in the Ran goes like the Ksais. That the whole idea of Eidikim is not so much that you need Eidis on the Kedushim, you need a chaloi shiuchal esbar. We're going up for a moment. What? That's right. That's right. So it'll come out. You cannot prove in Bezdin that there's a Kedushin over here if you don't have Eidus on the Shlichas. If you come to Bezdin and the Eidim would say, we heard Shimon say, I'm a Kedesh to Reuven, but the Bazu, that doesn't prove there was a Kedushin over here. How do we know that you're a Shliach? Just because you say so, just because Reuven says so, you're Chav Lachini. You're coming to Asaha Kulayama. So according to Ksais, you would need Eidus on the Menias Shlichas for that reason to be a Chalish Shlichas. So these Shem Mokher hold like this. And like Gavitz is saying, it'll come out that Ksais is a Kung and a Chumra. Binagay, the Beis Shmuel Shaila, if you need the Eidim to see the actual giving of the ring, or was it enough if they missed that? They just know that the ring was given over, the Ksais is a Kung. The Ksais is saying, it's enough that the Eidim know that there was a Yediyah B'liriyah. Mashen came by Menias Shlichas, you have a Chumra from the Ksais. That you have to have also the Eidim on the Menias Shlichas. Agaponim, my Zayd wanted to say that this can sign the Machaikas, the Rajba, and the Rivam. According to Rivam, the Rivam that says that when you say Tchigas Bi is Kaina, so my Zayd wanted to say this could be the Machaikas, the Rajba, and the Rivam. The Rivam that said that when you say Tchigas Bi is Kaina is only, again, this that we had the Taisa Sestir, the Gemara Yavama says that Soif B is Kaina, by Kedusha Bia, and the Gemara Yivam says Tchilas Bia is Kaina. So it's a Stius HaSugis. So Yivam said that when do you say Tchilas Bia is Kaina b'mefarish? Where he says straight out, B'diba, he announces, I'm coming to be Kaina b'Tchilas Bia. That's when you say Tchilas Bia is Kaina. If he doesn't say it, then we say Stoma Daita the Gemara Bia. That's when Stoma Daita the Gemara Bia. The reason why Yivam says you have to say it is for the Edekiyim. Because the Edekiyim have to know when the Kedushin is. If you wouldn't, if you go like the Rashba's teretz was that when do you say tchilas bia kaina is when you were parish. When he did shengai also kiyum tchilas bia. All he did was a ma'aseh tchilas bia, and then he stopped and he was parish, and his ma'aseh was mechiach that his das was on tchilas bia. So according to the Yeshua that you have to have eidim mamish on the ma'aseh bia, this Rashba's teretz wouldn't be good. Because b'shas the ma'isabia tchilas bia according to the Rashba, the Edom did not know they were watching ma'isabia. The Edom thought that this is going to be mistama kol b'ol da'at al gemar bia. Mistama is going to be gemar bia. If he finished, the Edom realized, oh, you know what we saw? It's his ma'isus mechiyah that he had in mind to be mekash b'tchilas bia. But that's not good edus. That's not really having edus on the kedushin. Because b'shas they watched the kedushin of tchilas bia, they did not know that there would be kedushin. But according to the Ksais, that all you need is a cheshich l'sbara, it would be good. You don't need the Edom to know. All you need is the Edom to say over the facts, everything that they saw, and Bezin will figure it out. They come to Bezin, that we saw this person, we assumed he was going to be kind of a gmabi. We didn't even realize what we were looking at, but obviously, but he made a tchilas bia, and then he was pirish. And Bezin will take those facts, and Bezin could be mavari. There wasn't my solution over here. So they will say, that's the chedem chavis rajman divam. The Rajba will hold like the ksais. That all you need is, that what you need is, the reason why you need Edom is it should be a chalishu chalispara, that it should be able to be mevar and bezin. And that's enough by being perish. From your actions, you can be mevar that there was a condition over here. And the Yivam Bichal, the Yivam hold more posh like the Pnei Yeshua, you need Edom on the Maisa condition itself. And the Maisa condition, you have, they had a Nobishas Maisa, that it was a Maisa condition. That's something else. Hene yidich and hene yidibiyah. First of all, the Mishnah says it in the end of Gittin. That's dafka by Zivik Sheni when he's someone. It was Ishtay Mikfa. It was his wife from before. And he divorced. It was Liba Gaspa. Liba Gaspa. The one who put the gechen. Right. It's machay b'shan b'sinul. But even according.
I'm saying, but you see from there that you don't have to mamash.
Well, that no. When you have a hene yidich and hene yidibiyah, that's edus on the gemar bi also. That's edus on the gemar bi also. The same way the yichid could be edus on the gemar bi. Right, but we're talking about where the Edom are on the Maisa Biyah itself. Agad the Gemara says in Kedush Nafi Beis, Rav Man get a Mad the Mekash Rabiyah. Rav used to give Pech, Malkus Madis, Midabonon, on some of the Kedush Biyah. Even though the Torah says this is a way to be Mekadosh, so how could Rav say there's something wrong with it? The Torah said so. The Torah says that Rav understood the Torah was saying a halacha. In case this happens, for whatever reason, she's an Eishes Ish, you can be Mekhaya Mis on her, he's also in a whole craving. But the Torah is not saying that the Chachin should do it that way, and Rav was mangan in Rashi Teshuvah, Mishum Pitzusa. But Kapanam, this is the way Mesir Matam and Machaikas Drash and Yivam, it should be telling this Machaikas Ksais and the Pnei Shua. So Shmuel Zosky wants to learn a little bit different. He wants to learn very different. He wants to learn Machaikas Drash and Yivam, it's totally in the Indian of Botla Daita Yitzchak Adam. He's a little bit nidchak in the whole Indian, he wants to say the Rashba will say that he has to have his ma'isa mechiach not to be bot l'day to call them. And the Yom will say, if I can't, the Yom will say, you have to say it befeirish, it shouldn't be bot l'day to call them. That's what he wants to learn the machaikas. But I think Mazed is pshaz l'mo mogishmach. That the machaikas is, if you have edikim here. I want to bring a raya.
You know, the whole shtickle. So it's a shaz. But how do you claim it from heaven? Because the whole
tzitz. Yeah.
You're saying that by mom, you also always have to have
Drew. I guess the original Bayern could be Moida, Hadass Badin, that he was Mafke.
A vending machine.
Where's the Esvaldin on the Kenyan?
On a vending machine,
he has the Esvaldin on the Kenyan. Okay, yeah, I have to look into that. But what my Zayd wanted to say, the Rajah was like the Ksais, so he just wanted to bring another sugar rye that the Rajah goes in the Derech of the Ksais. From this interesting Tshuva Rashba in the Tshuva Siman Tavkuf Nanalef, the Rashba talks about there's a shayla which is very common in Rishonim and Achreinim that used to be there was this Nebuchabachim Leitovim, not the best of Bachim, used to play with the Meidlach, and the boy would give the girl a Bezachepitz and make a joke, Hayat Mekadesh Aslibazet. He'd make a Kedushin, and there were Edom there. And it became a whole shagun. Now what? The kid's playing, the boy, the kid's playing with the girls, and he gives the girl something. I mean, that's just leave us there. Now what? So Kivega has such a shagun. Simon Tzadik Zion, a whole tshuva on it. There are Moshe Feinstein, and Gus Moshe is a famous tshuva. It happened in Luban. He has a whole long tshuva in his shtub. What to do? What? It was a skit. That was a story. It was a story. Okay, it was a whole problem. And to be machmis tam and tell the girl to take a get, to give a get, is not so poshut. First of all, yastring on kahanim. Second of all, it's the girl should walk around her whole life thinking she was married before once. She's a grusha. So the very mach and the shuvah is what you could do about this. But the end of that shuvah is the Rashba writes that the story happens pretty often. And Rashba says in Eitzah, what the Avot should do to protect against this happening is, people should take their daughters and teach them when they're a young age to make a neder adas rabim vadas amokim. If you make a neder adas rabim vadas amokim, there's no hafara, you have no hatara, you cannot be mati neder. This is a gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. That any kesef kedushin that anyone gives her should be asa bahana. She make a neder, she's asa bahana, and that kesef kedushin, if it wasn't given to her b'fnei plani or plani, they should appoint someone nechbad in the kila. That it's not, the kedushin is not. What? I was wondering that problem. But that's his eitzah. Make a neder that anything that anyone gives her should be asa bahana. And the Rashi is ma'arich to explain if she made a neder that the kesef is asa bahana, the mengel is not shava kesef to her, the mengel will not be kedushin. The chinuch in this week's Seder, the mitzvah Tavkos Nundeis, he says a similar thing. B'shem Chachmenu Shebedereinu, he calls it the Rishonim in his time, but he talks about a little bit different. He talks about a father that wants to be able to choose who his Aiden's going to be. He wants to choose who the chassan's going to be. The halacha in the Torah, a ketana and a naira, the father has control of who his daughter is going to marry. She can't be makabel kedushin. The father is makabel kedushin. But once the girl becomes a begeris, once the girl is 12 and a half years old, she could go elope. She could go get married to whoever she wants. And if the father wants the control, make sure that she doesn't just marry anyone without the ram before the father has him. Make sure that it's the husband he wants. The chinuch brings down that the chachmenu shebedereinu, the miyayitz, that take the girl when she becomes a begeris, when she becomes 12 and a half, and take a shas akosha, a good time, sit it down, and tell her to make a neder that any money anybody gives to you for kedushin, you should be asa bahana if it's not b'fanai, if it's not in front of the father. The father's not maskin. So I saw the magi on the bottom, he's mitzayin, that the chachmenu shebedereinu is the Rashba, is that she was the Rashba. You know, I don't think it is, because the Rashba writes it to be protect against the problem of the kids playing games. And the chinuch writes it for the purpose of the father having some control over who his daughter marries. So I think I don't think it's necessarily the same one, but I had the same kasha Yitzi had. What happens if the father dies? She makes this neder that any money she gets, not in front of the father or not in front of that person, the kingla, it should be asked about, no, what if that guy dies? But the neder remains. She can never get married. What? But in a case where you were, but that's Rabban, but that's Mogam, you cannot be mad neder. While he's alive.
That's all part of the neder.
Maybe that's what you have to say. While he's alive, while he's available. But the Michas Chin, this again, this Chus Rashi was talking about a Nedal Das Rabban, that's a Mokim, and it was for his case. We had to teach the girls not so they shouldn't get in trouble with these games that they were playing. But the Michas Chin brings down, there's another Chus Rashi, very similar in Simatav Resh Beis. Over there, the Rashi talks about a plain regular case with an Isha who was got into a fight with somebody, with a man, and she made a Nedal that all Nichsei Ruvin is Asan her. Everything Ruvin owns, or always owns, should be Asabanot to her. And then later, she made up with him, and then Reuven went to be Mekadisha, and Reuven gave her Kesef, or Tabas, his Mekadisha. So what's the halacha? So the other Rashi also explains, since she was Noida Hana, and it's Asa Banota, so it's not Shava Kesef, it's Memeinla, Dr. Rashi, there's no Kedushin. But over there, she did not make the Neder, that's Rabban, that's a Makam. Over there, she could be Mati Neder. So what if she's Mati Neder? So if she's mati neder, yoikud neder mafreya. It turns out the kesef that the ish gave her is shava kesef. It should be kedushin, but the Rashi says no, it still won't be kedushin. He compares it to a gemara in kedushin. The gemara says makadosh achoisoi, If a person gives a kesef to his sister, he mekadesh, which rashteitz achein kedushin tevsim bo, we have a mechagis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says mois bikodin, and Shmuel ngom mois matana. Rav says the money was bikodin. Because hakol yedim, everybody knows a sister cannot become mekadeshes to a brother, and when she took the money, she took it as a bikodin, to be a shemeres for the ish. She's only watching the money for her brother. And Shmuel says mois matana. Shmuel says a similar svara that everybody knows that they cannot do kedushin over here, and she took the money as a matana. The Rashi paskins like Rav, because Hilchos Morat Kravadini, that Moyes is begotten. Menos like the Rashi, the same thing over here. When she took the money from Ruvain, b'shash she made the neder, she knew she cannot be mekudesh with it. As a menos, she took the money in Hashem begotten, only to watch this begotten. So even though she's mati neder later, and Amafreya, it was oikad the neder, now it's mutabana. But the fact that she took it in oifen of bikodin, that remains. That doesn't change. I guess hakol yedim that you cannot be mekadesh with for something that you were noida anah from.
Yeah, but the guy doesn't know. The guy that gave it to
him. But the main thing is Isha. The Isha took it because
she took it, but he didn't know.
Okay.
He didn't give it. He gave it to his kedushin.
Doesn't make a difference. But she didn't take it b'teres kedushin. The main advisor wants to say that even now it remains. It remains the Torah Spikadon, even though Ya'ikin. Yeah, but why isn't it enough for the Isha? The Isha took a Torah Spikadon. That stops the Kedushin. She has to take a Torah Kedushin also. Yeah. So, this Rashi to me is a bit so schwer, because the Sushta is not the biggest Sushta, like you're saying, by Achoisei, for sure, Hakayodin, that Achoisei cannot be Mekadeshah. So over there we say she took in Lashem Pikodin. But over here, maybe the Isha took it, Al Daita Timat Neder. Maybe she took in Lashem Kedushin, Al Das Timat Neder, and then on my Freya, when she's Mat Neder, it's a Shavu Pruta, and now it will be a good Kedushin. That's the Chayyash Tukash in Rashi. The Mechas Chinuch wants to say a different reason. Why it wouldn't help to be like the Kedushin of Mafreya with Hataras Nedarim. He says, the problem would be for the Eidekiyim. Because the Eidekiyim, when they watched the person give the Matana, they did not know she would be Matin Eder. He says, Fakir, there's a Tosis in Gittin, the Achlam Gimel, that says, it talks about Naziris, but it goes on Nedarim. The Tosis says that there's a Chazoka that a person will not be shown on a Eder. A person is B'chazoka not to be shown on a Eder. So B'shas, they saw this Maisa Kedushin, the Eidekiyim, I guess if they knew about the Neder, or maybe even if they didn't know about the Neder, but the Neder was there, the Eidekiyim did not know that they would be Hataras Nedarim. So Zakhtu Mechas Chinuch, even if she'd be Mati Neder later on, Abu Mafreya, the Eidekiyim, you didn't have Eidim that were watching, that knew that they were watching your Kedushin. So I was thinking, Chayz is a bit schwer, why did the Rashba say this reason? Why did the Rashba have to give his whole reason compared to Mekadesh HaChayzai, which we're saying is a little bit schwer, that she took it L'Shem Pikodin for sure, and we asked from the Rashba, maybe she took it L'Shem to Mati Neder. But why did the Rashba just say, the Mechas Chinuch says, that even if you Mati Neder later, it can't be Kedushin Mafreya, because on Mafreya, the Eidekiyim did not know that she'd be Matin Eder. They didn't know they were watching Kedushin. But according to the Ksais, it'd be very good. Because according to the Ksais, you don't need the Eidim really to know what they're watching. All you need is the facts. All you need is the Chalishu Chosbara. And here also, if you come to Bezin with all the facts, the Eidim would say, even if they knew about the Neder, the Eidim would say, we saw Reuven give Kesef to this Isha, and this Isha was Noida Hana. And we thought that the kesef was not worth Shavu Kesef. It wasn't worth anything, because we thought it was Asubana. But my son Eidish was Mati Neder. And it was like a Mafreya. You have enough facts over here to be Mavara the whole Kedushin. It's a Chalish Yuchalus Bara. According to the Ksois, this Mechas Chinuch reason would not work. So it's very good why the Rashi would not say this Mechas Chinuch reason. The Mechas Chinuch would be going like the Pnei Yeshua and the Tumim. Of the Rashi, the way I say this, the Rashi Kedushin goes with the Ksois, the Rashi Mechas Chinuch over here cannot say this reason. There's Agavan and Ik Ktsois is Kasha that how can you learn now Davidov Mimamin that you need two Eidim by Kedushin, just like you need by Mammon. By Mammon itself, you could have Chalais Chiyav Mammon without Eidim. That some Chiyav Mammon happens even without Eidim. You only need Eidim to prove it. So what we, how come by Kedushin there's no Chalais Kedushin without Eidim? So Nei Bihuda Madut Yoni is the Kasha also. So Nei Bihuda wants to say a different teretz. He wants to say, he explains that we have to remember that all drushes were brought down Mahasina. We don't make drushes ourselves. In them don't say Shav Ma'atzmai, has to be Messiah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with two Torahs, Torah Shav Ksav and Torah Shav Peh. Torah Shav Peh, he told us all the halachas, and he showed us that this halacha that you need Eidei Kiyum by Kedushin is one of the halachas that they wish to get in Baal Peh, and it's going out from David Omi Mammon. Time to Nei Yehuda, you can't ask such kashas on a drasha. Even though on the drasha itself, you may find technicality, you don't really see it in the drasha, but in Tosha Baal Peh, this was the halacha that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. What? Which kasha?
And the
Isn't that from Machasha?
Isn't
that?
It's talking about the period. And by
Kedushin,
it's talking about the
Kiyum.
The word Dova by
Kedushin
is.
Right, 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 right. But
the
Sais
isn't
like that.
The Rahman himself is saying that he's defining
so,
the Drosh.
So, so you want to say.
It's
so you
could, he's explaining the Drosh
type. Right. You could say. So you explain the Rashi with the Nebuchadnezzar, but this would be very Sais, the Machaikas, Nebuchadnezzar, and I mean, how you learn Drushes. According to Ksais, the Drasha has to be explained claw. You know, you can't have any kashas on the Drasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can have a kash on the Drasha. Well, Maisa, that was the halacha, and the Drasha is just showing you what we're learning out from. So, something Rabbi Yehuda. It's getting late. There's also, I'm not going to go into it now, but there's this Moed Rambam. That is the inside in the Sinai, the Pegal of the Chesker Shanachi Gimel, big Chiddush in Rambam. Pegal of the Chesker Shanachi Gimel, if you have a chance to see it. But I'll just tell you one last part on Dika Machaikas, the Rajba and the Ivam, that the Rajba says that when he said Tchinga Spiya is when all he did was Tchinga Spiya, and then he was Perish, his Maisa was Mechiach. And the Ivam says, no, you have to say it straight out. My Edom, Evendi Bekir, Edom told me, Svar, Lecher, you could say, Pshat and the Ivam is because you have to have Ratzin and Isha. The Isha has to know she's Mekudish. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Abbezim Abbez, that Ein Isha Miskadesh is Angotzaina. And Isha is not Mekudesh only if she wants to be. You need the Ratzin and the Isha. So the Isha herself will be the problem. You don't have to come out to Edekiyim. How's the Isha know when the Kedushin? The Isha assumed that the Kedushin was Besaif Biya. It can't help. According to the Rajba, the Isha thought that she's been Kaddish Besaif Biya. She realized maybe afterwards, when he only did Tchinga Spiya in his parish, that he had in mind Tchinga Spiya, but she didn't have that in mind in the beginning. Right. Isn't the stratus on anything?
Yeah, but the Gemara is holding the stomach boil. The Gemara is talking about the
right. Isha. Yeah, that's what I was thinking to say also, that the Ratz and Isha, you just need Stam Ratz for the Isha, and then she doesn't have to know exactly when the Gedushin is. But Lecher is still Shtuga Ara. That B'shas, the Maisa Gedushin, she didn't know it was Maisa Gedushin. She thought the Maisa Gedushin would be later. She didn't realize it's just like that's called Ratz and Isha? So, it's asking good. It is an aura on the Rajba. I mean, it's a. So, I wanted to say with the famous Ran in the Dharm. There's a famous Ran in the Dharm, the Flamid. The Ran, it's a bit of Shver Sugya, and the Sugya of Pod and Chayzes Vakashis. But the Ran says, he said over there that in Isha, by Isha's, the Pashtas is the Isha's Makna herself to the Baal. It's a Kenyan, so the Isha's Makna herself to the Baal. But the Ran explains over there, that's not how it works. The Rajba says, Ella, this is Lashon, Ella, Mekeven she maskem is Kedusha Ish. Once she's maskem to be Mekedusha Ish, he mevatelas daita veritzayna, she's mevatel hadasa nerasun, umashvi nashva etzol baal kadova shal hefka. She makes herself hefka. Va'abal mach nisim rishusay. It's a murder around. The Ran says, an Isha is not makna herself to the Ish. An Isha is, makes herself hefka, and then why he says this is to explain that whole sugi over there. You have to go through the whole sugi in the Dorm of Aflamet. But basically, the Ran says, Isha is mafka. If you learn Isha is mafka herself to the Baal, then I think it's... then it'll be a little bit fashay, then it'll be FM for the Rajba. That's why even though she didn't know there was Kedushin...
Okay.
Okay, sure.